Psalm chapter 111 this morning. Psalm 111, verse number 1. Psalm 111, verse number 1. Will you stand with me just a moment? We'll read verse 1 together. I have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray now, dear Lord, that you might bless in the remainder of this service. Thank you, Lord, for the songs. Thank you for the choir. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you might bless the preaching of thy word. I pray, God, that you might use us today to be a blessing. I pray, God, that you might drive away every opposing force, everything that would hinder. And dear Lord, I pray that if there is one today that doesn't know thee in the free pardon of sin, that today would be that day they'd say, "Come, Lord Jesus, into my heart and save me." Father, we love you today in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 111, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." Thank you, beloved. You may be seated. Keep your Bible open, please. David said, "Praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart." Now, beloved, here I want to preach the message to you on how does your heart measure up. We said last Sunday morning, February is Heart Month. We preached last week on the cure for the troubled heart in John chapter 14. Today I want to preach on the subject, how does your heart measure up. Now here you find in the psalmist David said, I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart. Now, beloved, if he could say, "I'll praise God with my whole heart," then that would probably indicate that there would be praising God with a half heart. Now, my friend, you know the heart is the seat of emotions. From the heart, we say, "I love you." We say, "I love you with all my heart." And the heart is regarded as our seat of emotions. And here, beloved, we can see in these verses that the Bible said that we ought to praise God with our whole heart. I mean, just put everything into it. Don't let anything that would negate the praising of God. And many times you see half-heartedness in our society today. You do things, but your heart's not in it. You might say, "Preacher, I go to work every day, but my heart's not in it. I do something for God, but my heart's not in it." You see it every day at the workplace. There are folks that's doing just enough to get by with. Their heart's not in it. I was by McDonald's the other day to get my dollar burger, and so the lady that took my order, she was nice and kind, and I stood there with my senior drink in my hand. And yes, amen. And I stood there, and the girl behind the counter wrapped up my burger, throwed it on the tray, and as I picked the tray up, it fell off into the floor. And she looked at me like, "I ain't got no problem with that." And the girl said, "Fix him another burger." You see, she just didn't have a heart into it. One did and the other didn't. I'm saying to you is that we see half-heartedness in our workplace, we see it in our churches, we see it in our businesses, and the Bible said we need to serve God with our whole heart, not just half-hearted. Hey, listen, he went to Calvary, gave it all for us. Isn't it not something we ought to give all to him for? And I see folk today serving the Lord, but they're half-hearted. In the Word of God, if you'll turn over, please, in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles, and chapter number 25 this morning, I want to show you there was a man by the name of Amaziah. And here this man had a half-hearted servants to the Lord. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles 25, Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now, if we could stop right there,
then it'd be a good story, but it didn't. It says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart, or not with a whole heart, half-heartedness. You see, this man Amaziah, when he stepped onto the scene, he obeyed the prophet of God. He listened to God's word. He listened to what the man of God had to say and took action. When they said to him, hey, Amaziah, you got too big of an army, he listened and let some of them go back, even though he paid them good money. He listened to the preaching of the word of God, but then something happened. He began to worship idols that his enemies had worshipped. I don't know why. Maybe he became high-headed, minded. Maybe he became proud. But anyhow, Amaziah, all of a sudden, instead of worshiping God with his whole heart, it was just a half-heartedness. Part of him did, but part of him didn't. And because of that, God took away the blessings from this man, Amaziah. Now, my friend, God wants us to serve him with all of our heart. I mean, son, listen, God wants us to serve him with our whole heart. Would you say amen right there if you agree that? I mean, oh, listen, somebody didn't say amen. I mean, I believe God wants to serve him with all of our heart. Amen. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. I mean, listen, friend, in the day we live, we have enough half-heartedness. God, everybody in here this morning would say, get on board. We're going to serve God with our whole heart. We're going to sell out and serve God. He's coming back. The Lord's returning again. It's time to get busy for God. Instead of half-heartedness, instead of playing around, let's just do it all. Give it all to Him. Amen. Three things, and I'll let you go this morning. We need to serve God with our whole heart. The first thing, we're to seek God with our whole heart. Look, if you would, back in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 2. 119, verse 2. The psalmist said, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. My friend, the psalmist said, blessed or happy is the man or woman that'll seek God with all their heart. Not just half-hearted, but with the whole heart we ought to seek God. You say, what does that mean? Look, if you would, in Psalm 119 for a minute. I want you to see something here. How do we seek God with our whole heart? It means that we've got to have a holy hatred for sin if we're going to seek God with our whole heart. Look in Psalm 119, verse number 9. The psalmist David said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Watch it now. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O Lord, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Beloved, this morning, if we're going to seek God, it means that we've got to pull full throttle. It means we've got to go in the direction of the Lord. It means that we've got to leave the world and the pleasures and the sin behind us and say, I'm selling out and I'm serving Jesus. Care not what this world may have. Care not what this world may offer. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We need to seek God with our whole heart. I mean, friend, let's just put it all on the table this morning. I mean, set out and serve God with all your heart. Amen. Now look, I led the music. I helped the choir. I sang a special. Y'all can help me preach this morning. Say amen. Thank you. It'll go a whole lot quicker. And I know by about 15, 20 minutes, your stomach's going to start growling. And especially if you hadn't eaten breakfast, you want to hurry and get out of here. And so you're going to help me this morning by saying amen, aren't you? Amen. Thank you. All right. Serve God with your whole heart. I mean, friend, put all into it. I'll tell you how much you love God. Oh, we sing the song. Oh, how I love Jesus. I'll tell you how much you love God, how much you hate sin. I'll tell you how much you love God by how much you hate sin. You know, there are those today, there are Christian folk today that want to live for God one day a week on Sunday morning. They'll get up, they'll dress up, they'll put the clothes on, they'll come to the house of God. You say, preacher, are you against that? No, thank God. I'm glad you're here this morning, and I'm glad that you got clothes on. Say amen. But there are those, my friend, that'll serve God one day a week, but when they leave the house of God, they get away from the things of God. They'll live like the devil 6 days a week. Oh, would we serve God with our whole heart? I mean, listen, put away all the sin. Put away everything else that would hinder you serving God. And this morning, would you say, with my whole heart, I'll serve God. Sin is what drove the nails in his hand. Sin is what caused the scourging. Sin is what lifted him between two thieves. Sin is what lacerated his back. Sin is what drove the crown of thorns on his head. Sin is what caused every good person to suffer. Sin is what causes us to have to go out to a cemetery and say a few words over a loved one. Sin, my friend. And oh, would to God this morning we would hate sin with a holy passion. We'd say with the whole heart, I'll serve my God. He's done so much for me. Is it not enough just to ask? I'll serve him with my whole heart. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Hey, I believe this, Sister Gail. I believe God loves to play hide and seek. You know, wait a minute, preacher. You say that? Yes, I do. How many of you used to, y'all, when y'all was, did you ever play hide and seek when you were a little girl? From your brother? Did he ever find you? Tried to lose you. I mean, listen, everybody in here as a kid, you played hide and seek. You'd run somewhere. I mean, listen, and look, some of them little kids, they'll say, you can't find me. You can't find me. And you're right behind that piece of paper. Hey, I believe this. I believe our Lord plays hide and seek. You know what he does? I believe Brother Steve, he wants to see how sincere we are. And I believe he said, if you will seek me with your whole heart. I mean, listen. I mean, you go up, you say, Lord, are you up here? Father, are you? Lord God, are you over here? Where are you? I want to find you. I mean, listen, if you'll seek him with your whole heart, he said, I'll bless you. But you got to put an effort. If you ever played hide and seek, you just didn't sit back and say, well, I'll let them come to me. No, you went out a-looking. And I believe this. I believe, my friend, this morning God says, if you will seek me with all of your heart. Hey, I just finished reading a book. I wish everybody in here would read. It's called The Life That God Blesses. I'm going to tell you something. I believe after reading that and after reading this book right here, I believe that God has some favorites. Oh, but preacher, the Bible said God's not a respecter of persons. That's right. He's not a respecter of persons. But honey, I got news for you. It's because of our sin and iniquity have separated us between the Lord. And I believe this. If you are sincere and if you want the blessing of God on your life, lift your hand up. I believe this. If you'll seek God with all of your heart. I mean, listen. You go down and you say, Lord, where are you? I got to find you. Oh, come. I want to find you. I want to get close to you. I want to hear what you got to say. Lord, are you back here? Are you up yonder? Are you here, Lord? And when you find him, I know you'll find him. You'll be right there. Number two, Lord wants to seek him with our whole heart. Number two, Lord wants us to trust him with our whole heart. Write this verse down. If you don't know it by heart, you ought to learn it. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. When it don't make sense to you, trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. What does that mean? In all of your ways, make Jesus known. I was reading Brother Tom Robinson. He was here for camp meeting. He was at a gun show yesterday. Bless his heart. He said, I looked for some criminals and felons and mentally ill people to sell some guns to, but I couldn't find any. Bless his heart. But he said, I did pass out tracts. Hey, you know what that means? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. That means this: if you'll leave out of here this morning, if you'll empty them track racks out yonder, I've got a whole bunch of stacks back here. I'll put them back out yonder. And when you go out during the week, I mean, listen, think about it. I think about maybe stop by and put it on somebody's windshield if you can. Go in the grocery store, hand it to the clerk. Go down to the gas station when you pay, give them one. Lay up on the in a restroom somewhere. Put it in a bathroom somewhere. I mean, listen, acknowledge Him wherever you go. Amen. And if you'll trust Him with your whole heart, I mean, when you can't see the light of day and you don't know what tomorrow holds. Last Sunday, this brother said over here, last Sunday he come by me and said, "Preacher, if you think of it on Tuesday, just say a prayer for me. I'm going to the doctor." He didn't know what the outcome would be. He didn't know what tomorrow would hold. But thank God, on the other side, we can look back and we can say, thank God for answered prayer. Trust the Lord with all your heart. When you don't have a job, trust the Lord. When the doctor gives you a bad report, trust the Lord. When they tell you you got terminal cancer, trust the Lord. When the doctors have given up all hope on you, trust the Lord. Amen? There's a little lady sitting right here. I'm going to use her. She was in the hospital about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer now. And she got ready to leave from the hospital. Came in and she said, "I want to tell you how much I appreciate what you did for me." By the way, she knows this. They'd already called the family. They called me. They didn't expect her to live. When the doctor came in there and she said, "I want to tell you what, I appreciate all what you did for me." He looked at her and he said, "Ma'am, we already gave up on you. It wasn't us." Amen? When they have given you a bad prognosis, diagnosis, a prognostication, or whatever you want to call it, you say, "I trust in the Lord, and I know that He holds tomorrow. Whether I live or whether I die, if I stay or if I go, I'm a winner either way." Amen. And trust Him. Trust Him every day with your whole heart. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. There'll be some valleys, and there'll be some mountains. There'll be some times of disappointment. There'll be some times of gladness. Trust Him with your whole heart. Third of all this morning, love the Lord with all of your heart. In the book of Deuteronomy, for the time's sake, I'll not read it all. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, Moses instructs the people, and this is what he says to them. He said, "Now when you get ready to go into the land, when you get ready to possess the land," he said, "I want you to remember something. I want you to remember how that God took care of you." He said, "Because when you come into the land," and he says this to him, "and when the house," and Deuteronomy, if you want to look at Deuteronomy 6 and verse 10, 11, and 12, he said, and here he is, he said, "We are to love the Lord with all of our heart," verse number 5, "and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might." Now this is for the warning he gives to us. He said, "Now listen, when you have eaten and you come into the land that God gave you," in verse number 10. Can I ask y'all a question this morning? Every time I say something that God gave you, would you say amen? God gave you the money in your pocket. God gave you the car which you drive. God gave you the house in which you live in. God gave you the clothes on your back. Amen. And Moses said, "When it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee a great and goodly cities which thou buildest not." Maybe that's where Obama got that. Let me move on. You didn't build that. God said, "You didn't build those cities. I did." And he said, "The houses that are full of all good things, thou fill it." You didn't fill those houses. "And the wells that are dug," the wells that thou did, "thou didn't dig those wells. The vineyards and the olive trees that were planted, thou didn't plant those, but you're eating and you're full. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Y'all agree with me this morning? If it had not been for the mercy and the grace of God, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the mercy and grace of God, we'd be out there on the street, maybe homeless, destitute, not a dime in our pocket. scratching our belly for wanting to find something eating out of a trash can somewhere. I know, folk, there's some people that's having to do that. Well, honey, I got news for you. I'm looking at a group of folk this morning. You're sitting in this in a nice warm building, and thank God he's given you the strength to get here today. He's given you the ability to sit here today. He gave you the job, even though you may not like it. He gave you everything. Thank God for it today. Say amen. And he says we ought to love the Lord with all of our heart. By the way, he can take it away just like that. He owns it all. Remember when you was lost, Satan was your master. You remember if you was unsaved, what kind of life you lived when you was unsaved? Satan took you down to the gutter. Satan robbed you of everything decent and holy. Satan made you a drug addict, a drunkard, or whatever else. But thank God the mercy and the grace of God came by one day. The Holy Ghost of God pricked your heart. You said yes, and he changed everything about you. Remember that. Love the Lord with all of your heart. Think about what he's done for us. We need to love the Lord with all of our heart. We need to love one another with all of our heart. John 15:12 said, love one another as I have loved you. You may not like me, but you got to love me. You know why? Because I'm a part of God's family. Say amen. Amen. And guess what? We just all want to spend eternity together, so you better get used to loving me. Amen. I might be living beside of you. Hey, hey, hey. You may not like other folks. I mean, you may say, I don't like their ways. But honey, one thing about it, if they're saved by the grace of God, if they're on their way to heaven, you got to love them the way that God loved us. We need to love one another. We need to love our families like God loved us. Many families don't get along. Something was said, something was done. God says, love them. Time is fleeting. Death is coming. He said in his precious word, all men shall know that you're my disciples if you have love toward one another. I went to the post office here recently to mail a package. It's been a little while ago now because we were sending some tapes up to the radio station. I walked in the post office up in Graham, North Carolina, and I walked in and I had the package, and it had a return address, Harmony Baptist Church. I sent in WPET in Greensboro. And the fella, he took that package. He looked at it. He said, Harmony Baptist Church. I said, yes, sir. I said, we're down in Ramsour. I figured he knew where it was, but I just want to make sure. I said, we're down in Ramsour. He said, I've never heard of Harmony Baptist Church. I said, well, we're down here on Highway 22. He said, now, if it was Backbiting Baptist or Backstabbing Baptist, I might have heard of that one. Say amen. Harmony Baptist. I said, yeah, I've got a friend that pastors Unity Baptist, and we figure if we can keep everybody inside the church doors, we'll keep them all either in harmony or in unity. Say amen. But isn't that the case? I mean, here this postman, he knew the reputation of a lot of, and it's not just Baptist folk, amen. But I mean, listen, they bite and devour, and they pull and they kill and destroy. Oh, listen, God said, love one another. We ought to love people like God loved us. Now, what'll keep us from serving the Lord with all of our heart? I'm going to end with this. It's found in Proverbs 16:15. Everyone that has a proud heart is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 21:4, a proud heart is sin. What kind of heart does God want us to have this morning? He wants to serve him with a whole heart. He wants to have a believing heart. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shalt believe in thine, say it with me, believe in thine heart. If you believe it in your heart that God sent Jesus to die for you, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God wants to have a believing heart, but God wants to have us a broken heart. Oh, listen. A heart that's broken for the things that broke the heart of God. You know what killed Jesus? Some people say, well, it was the Roman soldiers. Some people say it was the scourging. Some people say it was the nails that drove in his hand. I'll tell you what killed Jesus. When they took the spear and they pierced his side, y'all that read your Bible, what came out? Blood and water. You know what that was a symbol of? You know what that is? Now, I know that was the opening of the church. I know that was a symbol of the opening of the church. But you know what the blood and water, you know, and they tell me, if you read in medical science, you know what they say that is? His heart literally ruptured. The sac around your heart that's filled with fluid mixed in with the blood. And when that soldier pierced his side, blood and water fluid came out. Jesus died of a broken heart. He died of a broken heart. If Jesus died of a broken heart, isn't it not enough to ask of us, Lord, break my heart. If there's something that's hindering me from serving you with a whole heart, oh God, break my heart this morning. Maybe it's pride stepped in the way. Maybe it's sin that stepped in the way. Oh God, let me serve you with all my heart.